Blog Talk Radio.
Who's she talking about?
Who? What?
Oh, I thought you were laughing at the Tibbs press conference. I thought you were watching as well.
No, I can't always get the press conference out here.
Gotcha.
On what's it called? A league pass.
Gotcha.
Track on the fourth floor and Morris 94 and the Knicks are hardcore and I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Fire, Greg, and Harper, it's the Knicks and we're back.
All right, ready?
Everyone's here yep.
For the championship race and the fans are going crazy and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that cake. We're shooting three pointers and we're running fast breaks and if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't want to miss. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go.
All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Thursday evening. Another edition of Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Al Chitaros on the ones and twos on tonight's episode. You know, I have a saying, it wasn't pretty, but it was gritty. But on tonight's win, it wasn't pretty, but it was about to get pretty damn embarrassing because the Knicks were at the Garden hosting the worst team in the league, the Detroit Pistons, home to 15 straight losses and coming in on the second night of a back-to-back. But in cardiac Knick affair, they would have this Pistons team looking like the Denver Nuggets with Cade Cunningham and Sasser and all these guys carving the Knicks up. It took a 40-point Herculean effort by Jalen Brunson, 29-point, 10-rebound effort by Julius Randle, and some timely threes by the big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo, to put this thing in the books. And the Knicks were able to escape the Garden with a 118-112 win over the Detroit Pistons. Hit the like button, hit the share button, and subscribe to the channel. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get your thoughts on it. This is Knicks Fan TV Post Game Live. And like I said, Al, wasn't pretty, but it was gritty. But damn, this was about to get pretty damn embarrassing. Yeah, this Pistons team, who had set a franchise record last night with their loss to the Lakers, 15 straight losses. They were playing basketball last night in Detroit, fly to New York to play a Knicks team who was off the night before that, was home resting. And it was the Knicks, of course. It was the Knicks who looked like the team who was on the second night of a back-to-back. And thank God for Jalen Brunson, because if it wasn't for his 40-plus point effort, this could have been bad. I mean, you had Cade Carvin. I mean, he was taking Quentin Grimes to the cleaners. There was no Knick guard that can keep themselves in front of Cade Cunningham, except for Dante DiVincenzo. You had Sasser cooking them up. I mean, the Detroit Pistons had 20 turnovers in this game, were losing by 16 in the first half, and by the second half found themselves with a one-point lead. You can't make it up. And the reason, listen, I said it on the NBA report just yesterday. Any given Sunday applies in the NBA, right? This is no different. But when you go through all the scenarios I gave you, there's no excuse for this Knicks team to look like this. And that's why I'm just like, bro, like, this is one of the most boring games I've ever watched. And it could have gotten very embarrassing. And the, again, the reason why I'm turned up on this team despite the win is that if they take this effort into Toronto on Friday, they're going to get ran out the gym. Forget about going to see the Greek Freak and Dame. You're 2-7 against teams over 500. You can't beat anybody good. And you have a struggle against the worst team in the league where your effort is just not there. I felt like this was a preseason game, bro. I felt like this was a preseason game, how slow and going through the motions these guys were looking tonight. But either way, 118-112. Good.
You're being generous saying it's a preseason game. I don't even know what it was. You remember you and JD were at that open court run between where you had Obi, Randall, Brunson,
it felt
right?
Like that.
It felt like that.
That's how it felt like that.
Bro, this was nasty. Look, the fact that you needed Jalen Brunson to drop 42 points to put away the lowly Pistons. CP, we're not talking about No Shave November. We're talking about No Win November for the Detroit Pistons. And this Knicks team is supposed to – this is where
they played
you're
last
selling
night.
Us on continuity.
They played last night. Go ahead.
You're selling us on continuity. And then what does continuity do for tonight? Like, there's so many things, man, from, like, quickly not having it tonight. Grimes just being a turnstile tonight. RJ struggling. Randall decides. Randall cruising until the second half. And I'm like, what's going on here? The first half was really Brunson. And then Mitch had to play 20 minutes, CP. He had to play 20 minutes. In the first half, what is going on here? Against the Pistons. You're telling me that we had to give this type of effort against the Pistons.
This should have been a bum night. Good.
Exactly. The Knicks should have came in here, cruised. We should have had what we saw against the first time we played, the Hornets, where it's like you have the Hornets that go to Celtics. Remember, it's like, oh, wow, Tibbs is actually giving these guys a rest. That's how it's supposed to be tonight. But how are we going to watch the Detroit Pistons come into our house and give this team a run for its money? Like, I know about trap games. I know about all of that. But there's one thing to be trap game to, like, a talented team that's competitive like last year's Orlando Magic. I can accept that. I cannot accept, like, it's hard to accept that the Detroit Pistons just gave us a run for their money when this team, where you have everybody, CP, and I mean everybody, every analyst out there that's like, there is bad, and then this is not even garbage that we're watching from the Pistons. But yet we allow them to look, you're saying that they looked like, what was the team you said they looked like?
I said Denver. They looked like
the Nuggets?
Yeah, I embellished a little bit, but I mean, come on,
Denver
man.
Nuggets? CP, this looked like prime Warriors. They shot 50%. They shot 53%. From the field and 43% from downtown. What is happening?
Can't make it up. And my guy Burks wasn't even involved. You know, we'll get to that later. That's a sidebar. He didn't even get involved. But, you know, this is what I'm saying. Like, yes, any given Sunday, Brunson said it on a post game, any team can get beat. But my frustration with this team is not in the micro. It's in a macro as it relates to this season. They just look very average, bro. And it's just that they have not had that signature win yet. And these type of efforts concern me when it comes to playing not just Milwaukee and Boston and Philly, but even the Raptors, a team that beat the Knicks three out of four games last year. A little bit of a different team. But still matchup problems. You still got to go on the road. This should have been a night where the Knicks crushed this team that by early third quarter, you're thinking about putting in McBride, Sims, Daquan. You're getting these guys rested up. The Knicks travel schedule after tonight could get very daunting over the next 2-3 weeks. They should have taken this opportunity to run this team out the gym and get some rest. Headed up to T-Dot tomorrow. Then you got Milwaukee on Tuesday. That's just where my frustration lies.
Yeah, and look, like it's like, and I see people in the chat saying, "Look, a win is still a win." Yes, the Knicks were able to win. It wasn't bad where they lost to the Pistons and gave the Pistons their first win in the month of November. Yes, I get that, but it's what you said, CP. It's about the macro. It is about where is this team going and how are they going to adjust and get better over the course of the season. And I'm looking at this offense, man. And it's just, you know, in the preview I wrote for when the Knicks faced the Charlotte Hornets earlier this week for the in-season tournament, I noted the passing because to begin the year, it was bad. The first three, four games, it was bad. Then they picked it up. Then they were passing the rock. They were one of the top 10 teams passing the rock and most passes made. The last couple of games, they reverted back to their isolation habits, man. And the thing that concerns me about this team moving forward is that I understand that Tibbs runs a read and react offense. Okay. I'm watching the Sacramento Kings. I'm watching the Warriors. I'm watching all these other teams where, you know, you have, what's his name? You have Chris Duarte out in Sacramento right now, but yet you have Mike Brown calling plays for him off of a screen from Domantas Sabonis. And I'm just like, and I'm listening to the broadcast and they're saying, oh, look, Mike Brown really trusts Chris Duarte. And I'm just thinking that's offense to me. This guy trusts another guy outside of his top two guns to go do something on the court. And now Tibbs is not going to do that. We can ask, we can plead and all those type of things. I get that. But where I'm going with this, and this is my point, if we're not going to do that, we need guys who are going to buy into the read and react system. This is where I'm afraid that if they don't see things working and it being successful, that they will revert back to what they were doing in the past, which is last season, which is relying on heavy isolation, because we did see the read and react work earlier this part of the season. Granted, it was against lesser teams and they didn't get the victories against the better teams, but now it's like, why are we going back to what we had to do last season? We should be moving forward with the read and react if that's the Thibodeau offense.
Well, the thing is, it's not going to work like that in the playoffs. You know, it might work on a night against a team like the Pistons, but when playoff time comes, they're going to have to get more ball movement, more all-ball movement. Like, we know the issues, you know what I mean? But you know what? On a night like tonight, Jalen Brunson had it cooking, man. 42 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, just stepping into his bag. Marvin Bagley was the target earlier in this game. Yeah, Brunson going 13 for 24, 7 to 12 from downtown, 9 to 10 from the free throw line, and 1 steal. What do you think about Brunson's effort tonight against these Pistons, man?
I thought it was excellent. Look, you needed it to win this game. You needed all 42 points from him. He shot very efficiently, especially from downtown. 7 to 12 from downtown, went 9 to 10 from the free throw line, 13 to 24 from the field. Got 8 assists, 6 boards. Like, Jalen Brunson had to do almost everything outside of a great effort from Randle in the second half, right? And you got some timely shooting from Dante DiVincenzo. But for Brunson, man, like, this is just what he does. So I'm not shocked. I'm just, you know, 42 points against the Pistons is not what I thought we needed tonight in order for us to win, but we're here.
we are here. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. 118 to 112. Knicks get the victory. And I thought where this game changed was at about, you know, the 9-minute mark in the fourth quarter. The big ragu started to step up, man. Dante DiVincenzo, like I said earlier, he was the only Knick that could really keep Cade Cunningham out in front of him. And then on the other side, he was just knocking down threes. Hit 3 big three-pointers in the fourth quarter. 4 three-pointers overall. 12-point outing for DiVincenzo off that Knick bench. And they needed him because the Knick bench was, how much they scored tonight? That's 26. And the Pistons bench scored. You had Sasser going in. That's 19, 20, 37. And they lost 37 to 26 on the bench battle. So DiVincenzo's 12 points was a big one tonight. Big one tonight.
Yeah. DiVincenzo was definitely needed. Look, Grimes was bad tonight. Grimes was awful. Like, shooting was bad. Yeah. Randle asking him to shoot. He's not shooting. Cade was cutting him up. There's no question about how bad Grimes was tonight. And that's where Tibbs went to Dante DiVincenzo, and you saw that. Look, it was – you had Dante and Hart out there because even RJ wasn't doing anything. So Tibbs being flexible. Quickly didn't even get out there either. Quickly struggled tonight, 2 attempts in the field.
Yeah, quick struggle.
So you saw that Tibbs was, like, ready to go with the Villanova crew to go do it. And thank God for Dante's shooting, man, because we needed that too. And, you know, I see everyone in the chat saying, you know, it was defense tonight. Not the offense. It was everything. I don't know. Like, you watch this game. The offense was not clicking on all cylinders.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
It was not clicking on all cylinders, and the defense was just terrible. Like, you can't tell me the offense wasn't a problem when we're shooting 39% from three, which is still fine, but yet it's fine. But then you're shooting 46% from the field while your opponent is shooting 53% and 40 from the field and 42 43.9%, 43% effectively from three. That can't happen for a team that's rated a top five defense.
Some fair points. Some fair points, man. I want to pull up the Tibbs. I want to pull up the Tibbs presser comments. Let's see what Tibbs had to say tonight on what went wrong. Here we go. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up on Feed Boys. CP and Alex on the ones and twos. Let's hear what Tibbs had to say in terms of what went wrong tonight in the Knicks' effort, even though they had a win. Here was Tibbs. Here we go. Yeah, I didn't particularly like the defense, especially on the perimeter. You know, at the point of attack between Cade, Killian Hayes had some moments, had some stretches where he was killing. And then Sasser, Sasser's been going off all year. You know, Sasser's been a spark for them off the bench, but Sasser was another guy the Knicks couldn't keep in front of him. And that was part of the problem. That was part of the and again, this Detroit team had 20 turnovers tonight and still was able to hang in there and stay in this game.
Yeah, it came down to the wire. I think what's funny to this game, CP, is that Killian Hayes had a good night. This guy has been awful this year, just god awful. But that should give you an idea how bad the defense was. Talk about the perimeter where we have Killian Hayes going 10 for 13 on the field, get you 23 points, man. The last time he scored 23 points was against Philly in a loss. He went 8 for 17.
Had Killian Hayes looking like a good player, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, look, everything was bad tonight, man. Like, we got the win. Okay, you move on from it. You got to learn from it. But as you heard Tibbs, like, it's not individually about defense. It's guys being locked in when it comes to the rotation aspect, too. Like, you can't just – it's not like, all right, I did my job defending my guy. You got to rotate, stay in front, be able to recover. That's the issue with this. That's an issue. It's not necessarily an issue with this team. They've been playing defense very well for the entire season. So tonight, man, was just an off. It was just a very, very off night defensively.
Call us up with your takes on this one, man. 657-383-1509. Or you can hit us up on the KFTV Discord. Let us know what you thought about tonight. Let's go to the Discord. King D's wants to have a conversation. Let's hear what King D's has to say. King D's back in the mix. Let's go.
Salute. How I'm sounding, CP?
It's
good?
Loud and clear. You're crispy on the Discord right now, man. You're in HD right now.
Hey, man. Shout out to the Discord gang. First off, first caller, run it up for your boys, CP, Alex. Hit that thumbs up. I know everyone's aggravated. I am too. CP, Alex, it's time for a conversation. I'm going to try to contain my anger because I waited for a good enough sample size for it to be valid and warranted.
Oh, boy.
There's one person that I am looking at now, and again, we start off every first quarter slow. We are in the bottom tier of first quarter points. I don't know what the solution has to be, whether that's starting or lowering his minutes like how they did today and upping IQ and Dante in the final quarter. As I told you, this man gave you in the last four games 0 points, zero, no field goal percentage tonight, 6 points. 50%, 3 points, 20%, 3 points, 25%. Donut again. Like, that's a whole playoff series right there, ladies and gentlemen. When are we going to have a real conversation about Quentin Grimes? CP, my man, where is the development that I saw all summer from Penny and JJ Redick? We're not asking him to average 20. We're not asking him to we already understand that he defends the hardest adjustment. Guess what?
That's not a compliment.
That's not a compliment to him, guys. Just because he has the hardest assignment doesn't mean that that's a good thing for the Knicks.
Well, I mean, you can't. I don't think it's arguable that he's your best perimeter defender. I mean, that says something, especially when you're playing alongside Brunson. You have RJ, who's inconsistent defensively. Like, defense does matter. We got to give credit for that.
But CP, you're right. That's why I'm asking Leon Rhodes. I'm asking the Knicks fan base. We have to address this eventually later on this season. It's a problem, man. Cade and Killian went crazy.
Yeah,
like, that's not good. So that's my only thing that I'm going to land my plane here because I know y'all running y'all show.
Yeah.
But shout out to y'all. I'm fed up with QDOT, man. I'm looking for a wake-up time, CP. So I don't know what's warranted or valid, but it's time to have a conversation about him, man. Peace and love.
Salute. Yeah, not looking good. What more can you say? He looks pretty bad right now. He looks pretty bad right now. Are they going to make a change? As long as they're winning, I don't. Tibbs is not a guy that's just going to change just for the sake of changing. If they're winning games and they're doing what they're supposed to do, he's going to keep it. You're not going to see much closing time minutes from him. And like I said, in the playoff, come playoff time, if he's not ready to go, he's got to have a seat. You need Dante in there because you can't afford in the playoffs. You're not going to get as many opportunities at good looks and good shots. And so you need somebody who's going to be ready to let it fly. And that's one thing about Dante. Like, he may look a little bit too wild on his drives and he can't finish in the lane, but he's going to make a move. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to itch to get off the pot and keep things flowing. And that's what he did tonight in this game. Like, his energy was great. His defense was on point. And he was able to knock down some timely three-point shots. That's what we need out of the two-guard spot for right now based on the role players that we have. And Grimes is just not – he's not getting it done. And then tonight, he was a double negative because he wasn't defending well. I mean, like King D said, he wasn't on point defensively against guys that just played the night before.
Yeah.
It was kind of tough.
And the thing about Dante is like the reckless abandon. I like to call it reckless abandonment because the way he attacks the lane is just very aggressive. He plays with a very aggressive, like, I like the confidence and the speed at which he thinks because he knows what he wants to do. He's not holding on to the rock too long. It's like he knows he's going to pass. He knows he's going to drive. He knows he's going to put up a shot. Like, he knows what he wants to do. And, like, that's why when you watch it, it looks good. And I understand where people are saying, put Grimes in. But then I watched tonight, and it's just like, okay, so Dante showed up against a bum Detroit Pistons team. He showed up against a bum Wizards team, and he showed up against a bum Hornets team. And I don't know how much to make of that when it's like, okay, can you show up against the good teams? Like, I'm going to keep asking for that because that if you're going to make a lineup change, before you break another player's confidence and you do that type of change, is he actually going to produce when you make that change? Are you okay with that? And defensively, are you okay with that? Because just because you're playing teams like the Pistons, the Hornets, the Wizards, not every team is built like them. You know, that's where the competition changed. I know people don't want to hear this, but shout out to our guy, Jalen, KFTV Jalen. All right. He wrote an awesome article for KnicksFanTV.com. Make sure to go over there and support all the writers. And before tonight's game, CP, our starters is one of the best starting lineups in 182 minutes. Out of the 11 games they've played together, they're a +7 net rating. They actually have good offense. They actually have good defense. So it's not like Tibbs is probably going to look at that and be like, is there a deserving of a change? Probably not, because they still, by the numbers, are doing well. And outside of Grimes not shooting the ball well, and I want to see him be more aggressive. I want to see him do the things that Dante does, especially when it comes to shooting the three. Like, we've seen him drive the lane and actually find centers in the paint for them to get easy dunks. He did all that last season. I don't know what's going on this year. I don't know what's with the slow start. I still need more time. I'm much more patient because we're still winning games. I don't think Dante just getting into the starting line is going to take us to another level. But, look, I get the frustration. I hear it. And this is not saying, like, I think Grimes is, like, great. It's not saying I think Grimes is better than Dante right now. But it's also me saying that I don't think Dante is going to be the magic cure that solves all of the Knicks' issues in that starting lineup. And at the end of the day, if he's getting the closing minutes, isn't that what really matters, regardless if he's starting or not?
To me. And he's going to get a sizable chunk of those minutes as long as he can produce. But I agree with you. Like, he's not going to be the silver bullet that people are looking for him to be. Tonight, he had Grimes with 16 minutes. He had Dante with 23. Quickly got 19. Hart got 32. So between Hart, Dante, Quick, like, all those guys are going to be more of a priority than Grimes. Grimes right now, it's what are you doing in the first half? If you're not with it, I'll give you a couple minutes in the third, and that's about it. That is about it. But, you know, you want to see him playing better, man.
Yeah, especially on the offensive side. That's where really the frustration comes from, and I get that. Like, you got to shoot. Look, you have Randall begging you to shoot.
Yeah.
And you're not, and you're hesitant to shoot or just play the game that you were last year. I don't know if that's because the reduction in minutes that he's getting, maybe he feels more pressure to be successful in his limited minutes. But something's going on, man. It's between the ears at this point. It's not necessarily – we know the talent is there. We saw it last season. He just – it doesn't fall off a cliff like that where he's just like, oh, you're not supposed to be in the league. You're just trash. And, like, I know some people are thinking that, but it's in there. Just things going to take time before he actually figures it out.
No question about it. Salute to Chuck D, Rhyme Animal Chuck D, man. $5 super chat from the OG says, there are no bum nights with our Knickerbockers. Still want Jaden Ivey by any means necessary, question mark. LOL, Grimes in second unit will be cool, and he will find himself. Yeah, Ivy's looking, he's looking kind of lost and out of sorts, man. 5 points for him, 13 minutes for Ivy. Kev got in the game. I was letting it fly. 3 points for our guy, corner boy Kev.
Look at that. Alive. He's still making it in the league, CP. Yeah.
One point for my guy, Burks. My guy, Burks, I was not involved tonight.
You okay? How does it make you feel?
Well, from my perspective, it was more respect from his former teammates than him having an off night. I mean, they were guarding him tough. I saw Hart wasn't giving him any space. Hart wasn't giving him any space. Dante wasn't giving him any air space. None of it. They weren't having it. They were trying to lock down on Burks. They know that he's their hottest shooter, one of their hottest shooters. They had to cool him off. That part of the defense was working.
Is that a tear in your eye because Alec Burks didn't play well tonight?
I didn't expect it. And for that reason, I didn't choose Burks tonight on my underdog fantasy pick'ems.
I got some tissues for you, bro.
Use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100.
I got some tissues for you if you need to wipe the tears out your eye, man. It's okay.
I did not expect it. So, there it is. Salute to Gamble the Bard, man. Gifted 10 franchise channel memberships. So, salute to Gamble. We got the franchise channel members going on right now. Isaiah Jackson says, you think we lost with how upset everyone is. Well, I mean, if you want to take stock in a win over the Detroit Pistons, you go ahead and do that. Well, if you're happy about it, go ahead. You're okay. It's okay to be happy about it.
Look, man, this is like, remember, what was it? It was 2 years ago where I think the second unit, Knicks starters were just god-awful against the Pistons, and I think they were in Detroit, and the second unit helped win the game. And I was just frustrated after that one. It was like, there's teams where you got to be like, you get in there, take care of business, go home, no worry, none. All right, and it's all based on how the season goes. If the Knicks beat the Bucks, the Celtics, and we have some solid wins under us, I could be like, you know what? They're due for a game like this. It's okay. But this team is still trying to, like, get their bearings under them to a certain degree because everything's not fluid yet.
Yeah.
It's not a fluid offense. Like, defense is, like, outside tonight, defense has been fine, but we're still trying to – like, this team is still trying to get back in rhythm. Look, RJ had a hot start. Brunson, Randall were out of sorts to begin. Now they're in rhythm. Now RJ's struggling.
Yeah.
You have Grimes struggling. You know, you don't get a consistent night every single night from Dante scoring-wise. Quickly's been pretty solid for coming off the bench for most of the season. This team's been up and down. You have Hart, who's been on and off, too. Oh. This team is still trying to figure out and get in rhythm, man.
Look, I said on SNY last night, I'll say it again. If you guys want to take stock in a win over the Pistons, fine. They are juggernauts over under 500 teams. Now, 9-0. My frustration comes on the other side. 2-7 against above 500 teams. And when you have effort like tonight, it gives you reason to be concerned. Because on nights like tonight, they look woefully average. And you needed 40 points from Jalen Brunson to put this team away. You got to go to Toronto, then you got to go to Milwaukee, right? Then if you lose in Milwaukee, there's a possibility you got to go to Boston next.
God.
If Boston loses to the Pacers, right? So you not only have to see the Milwaukee Bucks five times, you might have to see the Celtics five times, who you haven't beat yet.
Or you may have to see the Pacers and get ready for a foot race.
Or you got to get ready for the Pacers at home. Then you got to head out west and play the Jazz, the Suns, the Lakers, the Clippers.
I That's easy, man. That's okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's time to start coming, bringing this thing together and starting to rip off some quality wins. Because it's looking average right now.
This is the 18th game, so we're getting close to the quarter of the season mark.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give this team this, because we got to the quarter of the season mark last year, and this team was woeful. And then you have the nine-man rotation change, and then everything starts skyrocketing, right? Maybe it may take that long again for this team, but it's hard to think that way when, once again, continuity has been the slogan of this offseason. If we're going to keep preaching continuity, how can we go out here, look again like this against the Detroit Pistons, where it's like, hey, guys, you know what? We got everyone coming back. We know where all the spots we're all supposed to be in. We know how everyone's game on this team. We should be running on all cylinders. And it just hasn't been that.
Yeah, that's it. You know, shout out Rick Pennington, fantastic Adam. He says, CP, are you scared? No, I'm not scared. I'm just not confident in this team right now. I'm just not as confident in this team as many right now. But we'll see. Good game by Brunson. Julius did a great game, and the big Ragu stepped up and did his thing. So to everybody in the chat, once again, let's get those likes up. We got over 1,000 people in the chat. Hit the like button, hit the share button, and subscribe to the channel. Another edition of KFTV Post Game Live, CP the Franchise, Alex Chitaros on the ones and twos. If you guys want to get your takes in on the game and, you know, match up with Toronto, whatever the case may be, in-season tournament, call us up 657-383-1509, or you could hit us up on the Knicks Fan TV Discord. But we did also have another franchise channel member in here. Let's see who we got here. Isaiah Jackson says, don't get me wrong, I agree with everything. After he says, you would think we lost. Then he says, I agree with everything. Salute to Isaiah, man. All love. Salute to Jam Sessions with a franchise membership. Okay, definitely appreciate that. Let's take a look at this thing by the numbers, Al. Let's take a look at some of the key stats of the night here. You had, like you were saying, you had the Pistons shooting 43% damn near from downtown. That was a big reason why they were able to be in this game. 53% from the field overall. The Knicks, conversely, 46% from the field, 39% from downtown. Rebounding battle was a bit even. Coach Tibbs was not happy about that. Knicks should have been dominating on the boards. Yeah, the Knicks edge out the Pistons by 3, 25 to 22 in the assist numbers. Again, turnovers. Pistons, 20 turnovers and gave up 21 points off of those turnovers. Knicks, 11 turnovers but gave up 22 points off of those turnovers. So that's what Tom Thibodeau was referring to when he was tight about the defense, because you didn't even give up that much turnovers. It's probably below average, below their average, but they converted on 22 points. So damn near every turnover, they lost in transition or whatever the case was. Pistons won the fast break battle 14-8. Yeah, points in the paint tied up at 44. Knicks had a 16-point lead in this thing and found themselves down by 2 at one point.
Ah, man.
What do you think?
I think the one thing that was concerning to me is that at one point we were losing the rebounding battle. I was like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the first half. I was just shocked by that, CP. This team, I'm trying to pull up the numbers. My computer's just...
Yeah.
Been a little wonky on me right now. So
all good. Your computer's playing like the Knicks like right now.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
So be patient with me, people.
So it's a gamble, though. Giving out 10 franchise channel memberships.
Christmas.
Can you say that, right?
It's Christmas, man.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. Salute to Andrew N, $20 Super Chat. Just starting the game well is just as important as how you finish. Dante may not bring us to another level, but he gives us more stability regardless of his scoring. You know what to expect from him. And he meshes better than Grimes. Fair points. Can't argue that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it's not to say that moving Dante to the starting lineup and Grimes to the bench is like, there's no negative. There's no downside risk to it. I'm just not sure if they would do it just right now. It's especially if they're still winning. And the offense, by and large, is okay.
You don't think there's a negative to Grimes moving to the bench?
Not in the onset. You would have to see how things play out. You would have to see how the bench gels, which could be different. You know what I mean? And you would have to see, like, I mean, he can't get any worse, bro. He's not putting up any numbers.
No,
he can't score negative points.
I'm thinking more from a confidence standpoint. Like, do you think, because there's some players, man, that you have your role, you're already struggling as it is to try to get in rhythm. Now the next thing you get is a demotion to what it would look like for him. All right, you're already losing minutes. You're not closing games. Now you're going to go to the bench where I don't really see his role changing. He'd be doing the same thing as he would be in the starting unit, which would be a 3-and-D player. So I just wonder if – because, look, man, we've seen that before where, like, there's been articles about, like, Will, who had to overcome, like, the whole ego thing of moving down to the bench. He's had the same thing with Andre Iguodala. And we're talking about guys who are more established in their careers and, you know, who have had – either if you're Andre, you've won a chip. If you're Will, you've been – you can essentially claim the Sixth Man of the Year award is yours next to Jamal Crawford because he won it so many times.
Yeah.
For a guy like Grimes, not succeeding, you go to the bench. Well, how does that make you feel? Are you able to then get the confidence from your teammates to still feel like you're a contributor to this team? Like, does he even feel like he's still a contributor to this team right now if you're struggling so badly? This is where I wonder, like, if you make that change, I don't know who he is as a person. Like, each player is different, like, with their own ego and how they think.
It's different.
If you bench him, moving to that second unit, there is that possibility that you could theoretically lose him, you know, and maybe even take him even longer to get back into a rhythm.
Yeah, certainly possible. And, you know, every player reacts differently, and that's why the coaches get paid to understand how to deal with each player, because every player brings about a unique situation and unique circumstance. So, again, let's see.
This is where you would trust Johnny Bryant.
This is where you trust Johnny Bryant. Well, either way, they're going to have their hands full with those Raptors tomorrow with Schroeder and Siakam and OG and the lawsuit and Ujiri. Oh, storylines abound. And Jakob Poeltl, all these guys. How was the game of the week preview, man? You had Will Lou on the show today. How was the game of the week preview, man?
Oh, it was great, man. Having Will on, you know, try to throw his jabs as possible towards the Knicks organization. But,
okay.
You know, and Knicks fans in general. But
he
was a good conversation.
He was taking shots at us, wasn't he?
Yeah. Not at KFTV, but taking shots at Knicks Nation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that, you know,
all right.
You know how Raptors do. You know how Raptors Nation does.
I do.
You know, they just want to be heard and seen in the league, man.
Yes,
they've only won one championship. They just need some attention. So it's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it was a great preview. We talked about everything. We talked about the lawsuit. We talked about the potential matchups. Scotty doing better this season and whatnot. Asked about Masai Ujiri.
Scotty
B is losing talent.
Scotty B is not playing around, boy.
He is not. And, you know, it'll be interesting for tomorrow's game, CP, because – and that's the big thing. That's where I'll say everyone go tune into
game
of the week, because we had a good conversation. Like, now that they got an actual center in Jakob Poeltl, you got Dennis Schroeder over there who's doing well. The other three that you talk about, OG, Scotty, Pascal, who's guarding Randall? Who's guarding Brunson? Who's guarding RJ? Those are all the other questions that I have when you think about this matchup. So it'll be an interesting game tomorrow, man. This team always gives us a fit. I expect this game to be in the 90s just because defensively that's where these two teams make their bread and butter.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Well, for you people at home, make sure you guys catch up. As Alex said, our game of the week preview, Knicks versus Raptors, presented by Underdog Fantasy. It is up live right now on the channel, also available in audio podcast format. So make sure you guys tap into that. We had Alex and Will Lou, special guest Will Lou, our game of the week preview, man. So looking forward to that. And then tomorrow night you will have play-by-play. Hosted by CK2K. So that'll be a good one. Make sure you guys tap into that. And we'll see. See if they give it a
CK4-1, CP.
CK4-1. CK4-1. Okay, let's go to the Discord. Only going to say this one a couple times. Let's go to you. Unmute your mic on the Discord.
What's up, CP? What's up, Alec?
How you doing, man? What's your name? Where you calling in from?
Gio, calling in from North Carolina.
Okay, all right.
But just wanted to continue the hot topic right now. You know, Quentin Grimes, if that's okay with y'all.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, sure.
My issue is, by the way, first time caller. Love, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
But my issue is, Quentin Grimes, this man, it's just tough to watch, man. And Dante's hitting big threes. I know, Alex, I watch every show. He even said it today. You got to see Dante hit it against the good teams. Mm-hmm. My issue is this man, Quentin Grimes, can't hit these shots against the bad teams. So it's like, I don't know if – I just want to get y'all's input on this. Like, I don't know if maybe give Quentin Grimes, like, that look to switch up the rhythm, maybe him coming off the bench. Just because I don't think it would hurt him. I think it's early on in the season just to try the experiment. I don't know. But just want y'all's view on that. Appreciate y'all taking the call.
Appreciate it.
Rapid fire. And y'all have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate it. Look, it's certainly possible maybe a change of scenery to the bench may help. But we've seen with Tibbs, number one, he said it himself that he waits until at least 20 games before he evaluates where things are. They're creeping up on that. But they are winning. They are above 500. Things are rolling for now. They're okay for now. They're in fifth place in the East. So I just don't think they're in a spot where it's like, okay, we need to make a drastic change because you don't want to just keep making changes back and forth and here and there. Grimes is where your investment is. I think they're going to be patient, see it through, see if he can get out of a rut. Still a very long season, incredibly long season. But there will be a time when the decision has to be made. I think that'll be playoff time. Especially if he's like this, he's continuing to throw up goose eggs. Can't have that. You're getting into zero in your starting lineup.
I don't think it would be until playoff time that we would see a lineup change, CP. If he's this bad, like Tibbs still utilizes him because let's just go back to the Suns game and how he guarded Devin Booker. Like, he's going to look at that and be like, okay, I know what I get from Grimes on that end of the floor. We know tonight could be an anomaly. For the most part, he defends pretty well. We've seen him against Brown. Mm-hmm. We've seen him against anybody else. Tibbs is going to go back and rely on that. It's going to be the offense. If he's not getting anything from him on offense, it's a complete dud for, I'd even say, up until 30 games. Mm. I think that's where you're probably going to see start to see a change because I think at some point you can't have a guy, you can't have Randall and everyone asking for him to shoot and then just like him being indecisive on the court because you need to create some sort of rhythm for the offense. And he's going to be throwing off the rhythm, even though, as I noted earlier, thanks to KFTV Jalen's article, this is still like they still have a good net rating. They still have a good offensive rating. They still have a good defensive rating. But when you look at the court, like it's not just the numbers like that you see for the advanced numbers. Mm-hmm. On the court, like he has to offer you something too to keep that team honest, right? Because if I'm a defense, I know, oh, this guy's going to struggle every single night. Why do I have to guard the perimeter as tightly as possible? I can just do what we saw Miami did in the playoffs and start to sag even closer to the paint and make it even more tougher for guys like Brunson, RJ, Randall to score. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised like at 30 games, if this is the same thing going on, I wouldn't be surprised 30 games that Tibbs makes a change.
I don't know, man. I don't see it. And shout out to who's this in the chat? Somebody's saying, just try it out. I think this was this the X Productions? Just try it out. I don't think Tibbs is a just try it out guy. We wanted Tibbs to try it out with Obi and Randall for 3 years. He barely did. He's not a tinker. He's not a guy that tinkers with things, right? Like, he's not Spoelstra. He's not Ty Lue. Like, he's a guy that likes to stay in rhythm. He sticks to it, sticks to the script unless he has to make a change. You know, the team is languishing. They need a spark. They need a boost. They're behind. They're deficient in something. Like, Tibbs is not a guy that's just going to tinker here, tinker there, move this, put this back. He's not that type. We've seen it. We've seen it here for 5 years. Just my opinion.
Hey, I don't necessarily – like, at some point, I think you as a head coach have to make that decision. It's not necessarily – would it even be tinkering? Because I would only consider it tinkering if he thinks that Grimes is going to go back into that starting rotation at some point.
But
because I feel like if Tibbs, Here's the thing. Here's what's so difficult, CP, with the Grimes issue. If he makes that change, I feel like it's permanent.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this Tibbs doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to do that, this especially this early in the season. With your year three draft pick, who, by the way, you might be trying to trade. I mean, he's not helping the stock right now. But what I'm saying is, you bury him, you might lose him. I don't know, man.
Such a conundrum for a team. And look, it's so weird, man. Because we're talking about team is winning. The thing is, like, we have to beat a good team. We did that against Miami. But we need another good win, man. Honestly, We need a good win. Toronto, not necessarily a good team. They're a 500 team. We got to beat them tomorrow. But it's, once again, I want revenge against the Bucks, man.
Yeah.
If that happens, a lot of these
trying to get to Vegas.
Get to be, hey, shh. Can't let the missus hear that yet. Shh.
Mr. Vegas trying to get out of there. He's like, you like Bruce Banner right now.
Look, man, I'm trying to figure it out. Trying to MacGyver my way out of this situation.
You ever seen Ferris Bueller? That might have been a little bit before your time.
Relax over there. I've seen Ferris Bueller.
That was a classic. The scene with Ferris Bueller when he ditches school. Obviously, the whole movie is about him ditching school, right? It was every kid's dream, right? But then he makes the contraption in his bedroom with the dummy and the tape and the principal comes to the I feel like that's what you're going to do.
I'm trying to figure out right now. How does that dummy hold a baby? that's the big question.
Hey, all you need, I mean, a couple of years, you'd be able to do that, man, with when ChatGPT drops his drops their humanoid for sale.
Humanoid.
Oh, yeah, you laughing. All right.
I know. I'm laughing because I also know that's true. Look, man, I live out here. Like, we got Boston Dynamics not too far. We got those robot dogs.
You know they got
place.
Something cooking in the lab right now.
They got robots doing backflips and whatnot over things.
Yeah.
I see those things. I'm like, keep that away from me.
Yeah.
Far away. I've seen iRobot. I've seen all those movies. It don't end well. Please.
Never
no more.
Ends well. X Productions. That was a classic movie. Shout out to my old heads who know about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Classic. For you kids at home, watch that movie and take notes.
I feel like I feel like you take the Corvette out for a little spin.
Yo, that was a classic, man. Had every kid dreaming.
Just
man.
Throw it in reverse. You'll take it right off.
That was the longest
take
day.
Take off the odometer.
That was the longest day ever. Boy, they did everything, man. They went to the Cubs game. They did everything in that day, man. That was like a 15-hour afternoon. It's crazy. But anyway, 118-112. Knicks beat the Pistons tonight. Bum night at the Garden. Knicks had to survive. And Jalen Brunson, man, 42-8-6. What a game by Brunson. Julius poured in 29-10-8 himself. Good job. And he had a big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo, with 12 off the bench. So Knicks get the dub. They're 11-7 on the campaign. And they will head over to the north. To the north we go, Al. Let's go. Ready for it, man. Ready for it.
This matchup is going to be.
Yeah.
Look, man, I called 3-0 on this week. Come on, guys. You had to give me a little bit more confidence than tonight to believe that this 3-0 is going to happen.
Yeah.
Still riding strong.
I told you 2-1. I'm sticking to it. Shout out to Mr. J. Russ, a franchise channel member. Salute to J. Russ. Bueller. That's Ben Stein, yeah. That's it.
Great movie, man.
Yeah.
It's truly a great movie.
Absolute classic. You had, in this game, you had Jalen Brunson, Al, surpassing the legend Walt Clyde Frazier for second on the Knicks list of most 40-plus point games by guards in franchise history. Legendary Richie Guerin had 14. Wow. Brunson surpasses Clyde and Marbury. You notice they didn't want to say Steph's name on the broadcast. But we're going to put some respect on his name on this show. as a basketball player because he was New York City's finest, one of the greatest point guards to ever come out of this place. Steph had five. Steph was getting buckets here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Not to take away from Brunson, but, you know, Steph was getting buckets here.
You know what's impressive is that Brunson's only done this in not even two full seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That number 14, if he that's going to be broken. It could be, like, if he had, what is he, he's at six, right? So he had one this year. He had two this year.
Uh-huh.
He had four last year. He could potentially do that. Well, the way this team's going, he may be making breaking 40 at Eric and very soon.
Could he get to 10? Could he get to 10 this year? I don't see why not. It's four games. You play a couple more bum teams on the schedule. They haven't played the Nets yet.
Boy, the Pacers, hey, man, you're going to be able to get us some points.
You kind of missed that jab. Kind of missed that jab.
What team?
Pacers. Pacers, you get out and run and go with the Pacers. That should be no problem. Halliburton ain't playing no defense. None of the Pacers are playing defense. So, yeah, there you go. The three games that you have against the Pacers, they got one more against the Hawks. So, yeah, four is definitely doable. Definitely doable.
And who else is out there?
I mean, yeah, quite a few. I mean, Wizards. How many more against the Wizards do we have? And who knows? You know, we're naming a lot of bum teams, but our guy, Jalen Brunson, he's a game for anybody. Anybody can get that work.
Look, you put up 40 against the Heat in the playoffs, man.
Yeah. That's it. But great job by him. Absolutely great job by him. Also on the telecast tonight, we got to big up the Block Ness monster, Mitchell Robinson, man. This was a heartbreaking story. For those of you that follow Mitch on Instagram, over the summer, over the offseason, he had posted a picture with a lady who he called his second mom. That was actually his high school coach's wife. And, you know, not knowing all the history of Mitch back home in South Carolina or Louisiana, sorry. He had a very close relationship with his family. Obviously, the coach brought him up. But when the coach's wife passed away, Mitch put the coach up in his home. And so here's the coach explaining the gratitude that he has for Mitchell Robinson and the gesture here. Here's Mitchell Robinson's former coach talking to Rebecca Harlow on the MSC broadcast. Here he is. Nice. Nice story, man. I didn't want to play the whole thing, but you get the gist. Great job by Black Ness Monster Mitchell Robinson, man. Great kid, great heart, ferocious competitor on the court. And there you see it. Does a lot of things under the radar. Nobody knew about that until they brought it up on the telecast.
Yeah, man. That's Mitch. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man. Talk about, like, opening up your own home to somebody who's going through dark times. That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing that Mitch did. And much respect to him, man.
Much respect, like, to him.
That's great. Great stuff. Although I will say, I was a little confused when Rebecca Harlow opened up saying, "So you were Mitch's roommate." I was like, "Mitch, you..." I was like, "Bro, you ain't doing that bad that you need a roommate."
Yeah. Mitch brought his coach up to live with him, man. That's a beautiful thing. Great job by him. And that's the thing about Mitch. You know, he sticks to himself, does his thing. He's got his interests, stays low-key, stays out of trouble, and takes care of his family. Great job by Mitch, man. Got to respect.
And does some fun dances for TikTok. You know,
Some fun dances for the whippersnappers. There you go.
But I will say this. Bring back Mitch's block party. I miss that.
Yeah. You know, the things, these shows on MSG, they come and go, man. I mean, they're here for 1 second, and the next thing you know, they're onto something else. They got to bring back Mitch's Block Party, man.
I liked all the interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, the most awkward one was him and Luke Harnett. I mean, we can just keep that a bean. But
what I told you, I think him and Hartenstein need a pod.
Oh, my God. That would be – and throw Jericho Sims in there, man.
The Center Club needs a pod, man.
That'd be great. I'd be tuning in every single day. That'd be like a Joe Budden podcast almost, it feels like.
Center Club needs a podcast, man. They need to make it happen for sure. Who else we got here? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. I mean, how about this with Mitch, too? In this game, he had – just double-check here. In this game, two personal fouls for Mitch in this game. On the year – his foul percentage, meaning how many defensive fouls did the player commit per team play this year, is 2.4%, the lowest of his career. That puts him in the 91st percentile amongst his peers. Last year and the previous 3 years is basically hovering around 4% on average. He was pretty much average amongst his peers. This year, he's in the 90th percentile. His first year, he was in the 6th. 6th percentile. Now he's in the 91st. So take that for player development. It's a great job. Discipline.
CP, the discipline. That's the right word. Like, think about the discipline just to not foul and the rate that he used to as like a rookie, man. It's crazy to even think about. For within 6 years where he's at right now, phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, Keenan Lambert, Andy Routins, and Landry Fields. Yeah, didn't they have like a little show?
Yes, they did.
They do these weird shows. Like Andy Routins and Landry Fields had a show. Who else? What happened to Four Courses? Four Courses with J.B. Smooth. But they don't do that one no more, man.
Yeah. That was one.
Yeah. All these shows they do for like a season, they had like Studio B. I don't know.
Who is it? You have you have Amon Rashad now doing his own segment where he interviews all the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. I like that's really good interviews. He's asking some really good questions. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that series that they're doing.
Amon's classic, man. Inside Stuff.
Yeah.
My main man. Yeah, Inside Stuff was that joint back.
That was a good one. That was
really
good.
Yeah, that was a good impersonation, right? Yeah.
That was a good one.
Inside Stuff on Saturdays, boy. That was a classic. For sure. Who else? They had the comedian dude. But anyway, yeah, just reminiscing. Shout out to Mil Petkovic in the chat. Shout out to Mil, franchise channel member. Ignacio Lobregat. Salute my guy, Matt Vasquez. Eddie Suarez, what's good? We got Brandon Moriello in here. He says, Mitch Rob kills teams on the offensive glass. That's correct, sir. Salute to the franchise channel members, man. Lawrence Smith. Never misses a show. He was in there with us at the NBA Report Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and Knicks Fan TV. Shout out Lawrence Smith. Never misses a show. We got Rick Pennington in here. Shouted him out earlier. Michael Benavides. Salute my guy, Michael. Salute. Okay, back to the phones we go. Area code 347. 347. What's your name? Where are you calling in from? 347. Go once.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Lady G. How you doing?
Lady D, how you doing? How's everything?
Listen, I have a little bit of a rapid fire for you. I tried to make it short.
Okay.
Real quick, number one, Coach Tom. I know he's good for the Knicks, but sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't really make corrections right away, and I'm just wondering, do we need a new coach to really go to the next level? Next thing is I noticed that when the Knicks are playing with easy teams, they relax, and I feel like that's not a championship mentality. Last thing is our scorers like Jalen Brunson, Quick, you know, all the faves, yet it doesn't seem to be enough. Like, I watched Jalen Brunson. He'll give his best, get knocked down. Do we need a superstar leader that could really nail it together and be enough? And boom, those are my points. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I think you need a superstar to move the needle before the coach necessarily. I just don't think. There's no clear-cut coaching upgrade to take this team to another level. And I think they're fine with Tibbs right now, man. It's the player that's going to change this team around to me more so than the coach. I'm not too pressed on the coach at this moment in time. It's the player. Who that player is, we have no idea.
The only way it's the coach is that if you think this is the team that can go all the way, and then they've reached their
back.
Yeah, exactly. That's always how it's been, right? You mean you go to who is it? Brett Brown when he was with the Sixers, right? It was like, this guy's holding him back. He's been through the entire process, but we need somebody else to move forward.
Yeah.
You go through Doc. Now you're up to Nick Nurse. So. And I mean, look, they got the reigning MVP. So that, in that situation, you have Budenholzer with Giannis, right? Even though they won a chip, they're like, we feel like he's holding him back. We feel like we should be winning more chips. Unless you think the Knicks are in that category as like those two guys, or have someone that's in that category as those two guys, I don't see a change being made. So for the Knicks, definitely going to just have – it's going to be Tom Thibodeau for quite some time until we get – that MVP type caliber player. And usually even after you get a guy like that, it's time. It's a lot of time before you make that change, because you got to get at least like 2, even 3 years. I would say probably about 3 years after you get an MVP caliber candidate to see if you need a new coach, because you reach your ceiling. So I don't see Tibbs going. Once they get that MVP guy, then there'd be a clock on Tibbs saying, okay, what changes can you make to really put this team over the top? And if you can't do it within a certain amount of time, then you start looking for a new coach. But only in those situations is it you go to the coach.
Fair enough. So to everybody in the chat once again, hit the like button, hit the share button, and subscribe to the channel. Another edition of KFTV Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Once again, tomorrow night is our game of the week between the Knicks and the Raptors. A couple things going on tomorrow. First and foremost, you have the game of the week preview. Alex, Will, Lou. Chopping it up, Knicks versus Raptors. They touched on several topics, so make sure you guys check that out. It is on the fan, it's on the channel right now, so make sure that you guys check that out. And then tomorrow night you will have Play-by-Play Live hosted by CK2K, so make sure you guys tap in there as well. And then Post-Game Live hosted by CP and Alex, Knicks versus Raptors on a Friday night. And during that show, we're going to do a giveaway for our loyal franchise channel members. You're going to get a chance to win our Kith Pack giveaway that comes with a Kith and Knicks collaboration t-shirt directly from Madison Square Garden, a Knicks and Kith poster, insert and poster with some of your favorite Knicks of past and present, and also the commemorative cup. Knicks and Kith collaboration cup. So we're going to give away that package to a lucky franchise channel member during Friday night's post game show. So make sure that you guys are in attendance in the chat for your chance to win. Oh, wait a minute, Al. Hang on one second. We got a $100 super chat from the boy Wonder, from Hugh Blue Hef, from our guy. Check out the new album, Halloween Havoc, on streaming platforms right now. It is Lloyd Banks in the building. $100 super chat says, keep up the good work, brothers. NYK, peace to all the real fans in the chat. Sidebar, haven't watched MSG after a game since this show. Big compliments right there, man, from one of my favorite artists of all time. He says, and no offense to those guys, you know, we respect everybody here, but he says he doesn't go to those guys. He comes to the number one show for the fans, by the fans. Salute to that. We appreciate that, man. Much appreciated. Humbled and blessed. Salute. Humbled and blessed, man.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
You have Lloyd Banks and Chuck D in the chat at once.
Facts.
That's amazing.
We have some of the best in the business supporting us, from the OG, the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, who was first to put us on the map. We appreciate him for that. Lloyd Banks, Q-Tip, always watching. And shout out to my guy, Core Mega, man. Big, big fans of the show. And as I've been big fans of theirs, it's an honor to have that support, to have that backing. True honor, man. True honor. Salute to Queens. And salute to everybody, man. It's a beautiful thing. Appreciate the support. Shout out to Billy R23. Just joined the franchise channel members, Al. So Billy R is trying to get into the giveaway. He wants a piece of the giveaway. He wants a piece of the giveaway. And we're going to be doing these once a month. And it may be one, it may be two, maybe more. So you got to be franchise channel members to enjoy these things because, you know, this kit package is one thing, but I got some other joints, some fire joints that are on the horizon. So make sure you guys lock into that. Oh, Eddie Suarez, can't forget my guy Sky Zoo.
Oh, facts.
We can't forget my guy Sky Zoo, holding it down between New York and ATL. Always representing, just represented us at the last Knicks versus Hawks game. Definitely got to big up Sky Zoo, man. Big time supporter of the program as well. A shout out to our guy Bill Stephanie as well, one of the hip hop pioneers, the first president of Def Jam Records. Bill Stephanie, look it up. Legend in our time. So yeah, man, we get a lot of support, man, from the OGs. We appreciate that, man.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah. Hang on. We got a $20 super chat from Vlad. Says, this is a super chat for Lloyd Banks. The final lap tour needed you, gang. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. I did go to the final lap tour at Barclays with 50 and Buster. Needed Banks there. Definitely did. But, you know.
Do we get a G-Unit reunion?
Well, I'm sure the fans would love it, you know. I'm sure the fans would love to see it. But, yeah, I'm with Vlad there. Would have been good to have Banks in the building. But, you know, we appreciate the memories that they did give us during our childhood and the golden era of hip-hop, for sure. Who else we got in here? Jamaica Queens, 10-month franchise channel member, says, what other show do you have legends touching down to talk New York Knicks basketball?
Those are facts.
What other show? Best bet. Appreciate it. Billy R. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Shout out to SG Fuzz. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. And make sure you guys hit that like button, man. Hit the like button. You know, we certainly appreciate the financial donations. Absolutely. But as I always tell you guys, man, there's three ways that you guys can support us every single night for absolutely free. Takes you no time. Is to hit that like button. The thumb down there, thumb up actually, but it's down below you. Hit the share button and subscribe to the channel. Simple, but it goes a very long way. Okay, to the Discord we go. This member, his name is Two. I don't have the rest of the name, but Two on the Discord. Go ahead and unmute your mic. Two, going once. All right, I see Two trying to go. Mute and unmute. All right, Stu, we're going to drop you back off into the lounge. See if you can get your audio working again. Or you can call in 657-383-1509. No problem. All right, Triple M is with it. I know he's with it. Go ahead and unmute your mic.
Yo. I know it feels like I've been gone for a minute, yeah. But I'm back. Chinchilla Ice on with a fitted man. Shout out to Lloyd Banks. Had to hit him with the bar after he gave that super chat.
Let's go.
Fellas, I'm calling in because I'm not liking the dynamic right now. It feels like we lost the game. Listen, the Trailblazers beat the Cavaliers at home today. The Hornets beat Brooklyn without LaMelo. Mm. The Bulls beat the Bucks without DeRozan or Zach LaVine, man. Everybody need to calm down. You knew that the Knicks were going to struggle a little bit. This team lost 15 in a row. 15 in a row, these teams are going to be desperate. They play like it, but we took care of business. CP, I'm going to give you two bars that you've been saying for a while. It wasn't pretty, but it was gritty. And the Herm Edwards, baby, just win. It don't matter how, but just win. I'm going to leave y'all with that. I just had to come in and drop some bars. You already know the vibe, man. Triple M, salute to the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Salute to Triple F. for two reasons. Number one, he botched my line, right? And then number two, he got the Herm Edwards line wrong and thought he was spitting bars and then dropped the mic. Well, that's our guy, though. That's our guy. It wasn't pretty
tonight.
But you might have had some tequila tonight. But you know what? That's our guy. It wasn't pretty, but it was gritty. And Al, your Herm Edwards is your guy. You got it with the Herm line.
You play to win the game. Hello?
You play to win the game. You play to win the game. I mean, look, he has. Yes, he's absolutely right. And we see Fives in the chat. He's right. Yeah, on any given night, you can't get knocked off. But I got high standards for my team, man. And if I see this team, this bum team, have to fly into New York after getting washed by the Lakers last night, they played last night. We should have been taking care of business. Because to me, it's not about this game. I'm looking over the horizon. They got to go to Toronto tomorrow night. I want to go to Vegas. They got to get through Milwaukee, a tough matchup with Dame and Giannis. I want to see this team playing at peak Nick level. Nine-man rotation, it's a nine-man effort. Everybody going in, doing the damn thing. Effort, diving on the floor for loose balls, running this team out the gym that you know that you're better than. That's
for me,
it.
For me, I agree with you, but I think the thing for me is that we haven't seen this team 2 years consecutively show that they're a good team, right? And this is a good team. I'm not saying that they're not. But being a good team, just put away the teams you got to put away. They did that tonight, but it's like if you're a team like the Bucks, right, who's been good, they're in the top echelon. They're tier one, right? If they lose to the Bulls, it's like, does that change what they are? No. For the Knicks, could that change? Could the entire outlook of the team change? Maybe. And the fact that it's a maybe is why it's like I need to see them go in there and win and defeat the bad teams. If we were each team is different. If this was the Bucks, I'd be like, all right, trap game happens. This team's still got championship aspirations. This team's just trying to show that they're on the good track of being a good team. And while they are a good team, you want to see that this team comes out with the same effort every single night to compete because this team can't cruise. They can't get into the habit of just cruising, CP.
Look,
it's not that. This is not that team.
The coach said the same thing. He did say, yes, a win is a win. We got the job done. But he didn't like what he saw tonight either. That's it. He didn't like what he saw tonight. That's all we're trying to say. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Al. We forgot one person of our hip-hop supporters. Joe Crack. Fat Joe.
Ooh.
Friend of the program. Yup. Friend of the program. Shout out to Joe Crack as well, man. That's a fact.
So many legends, man.
Legends. Just salute to Joe Crack for sure.
I'm just thinking about my middle school days and just like listening to all these guys.
Yeah. What Triple M say? Herm Edwards, a win is a win. Or what did he say? Just win, baby? He gave him the Al Davis?
I don't even know what it was.
Triple M, you still in the Discord. What'd you say your Herm Edwards line was again? No, you watched the left. But he is on the Discord, but he might not be by his microphone. All right, two. Let's go two. Let's try two again on the Discord.
Can you hear me?
Now we got you, bro. Loud and clear. What's your name? Where are you calling?
Hey, Two Cole T. Cole, calling out of Austin. I called the Sunday when we lost against Phoenix.
Yep.
Yes, sir. So this game was just really ugly to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just frustrating seeing Jalen Brunson just do everything that he's doing. I'm tired of not seeing consistently Randall, RJ, and Brunson all click at the same time. I think if we're gonna win and do serious things, we're gonna need all three of our guys to do the dang thing. And honestly, as bad as we're playing, I really think we're gonna beat the Bucks on Tuesday, just because they don't look like they got it all right now, man. I think we're going to Vegas.
Okay.
I really think we're gonna go. But thank y'all and appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Let's do it. All right. I like the confidence, man. Too Cold T. Cole says he's with it. So let's do it, man.
I want the revenge, CP.
Yeah, we need
I want the revenge against the Bucks. Okay?
We need it.
They got a terrible defense. All right? I do not care. I want revenge. This is we can strike. This is the time, man. It's like Star Wars.
Now's the
opening.
Now's the time.
The X-Wing.
Yes, sir.
Just hit the shot. Take your shot. Put the scope up. You don't need it.
Let's go. Great show, everybody. We got another one tomorrow, man. So on these back-to-back nights, we try to keep this one short as we got to get back to it on Friday. We gave you the rundown already. Make sure you guys tap in. Also, we'll be live on the NBA report tomorrow at 3 o'clock, recapping the latest and greatest around the league. So make sure you guys tap into that on the NBA Report YouTube channel. Salute to St. Nick's NYC, $20 Super Chat. Says, this is a game we would have lost in the past. Be happy with the win. Lloyd Banks is one of the greatest of all time. He has some sick Knicks bars. We come a long way from you can expect me to win like a New York Knicks loss. That's St. Nick's NYC. Salute to Anil, Mr. Dunya. Franchise channel member. Euro De Niro says KFTV got a celebrity row in its chat. That is a fact. Yeah, man, some distinguished guests for sure. Okay, I think I got everybody once again. Salute to Banks. Soul Squad $5 Super Chat says Denny and Gallo for Grimes and Fournier plus protected first. Big two-way wing and situational power forward. Denny almost 40% from three. We need that. Denny Adia from the Wizards. Okay. All right. How is Danilo doing these days? I haven't been keeping up. Is he completely washed? What's he doing, man?
The rooster.
Yeah, so it looks like he's washed these days. Jam sets his $5 Super Chat to salute. Julius almost with a triple-double. I'll take it. All while it looking ugly. I'm sold now. JB first option. JR second, but featured early. RJ plays cleanup. Okay. Chaz, Mr. J. Russ once again.
To answer your question about Danilo Gallinari, he is shooting spectacular, 31% from three,
yeah,
and 46% from the field, averaging 8 points per game.
There you go. There you go. Okay. All right. There you go. Gatsby 456 and salute CP. Hashtag replay gang here. Smash that like button. Do you feel that this team is as constructed as maxed out, and do you think we can afford to wait until the next offseason to make a move? Great job. Yeah, they are maxed out. And can they afford to wait? I mean, they got to wait as long as it takes until they get the guy that they want. So it's not, you know, whether they can afford to or not. If the guy's not there, it's not there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can't just wish for a superstar. Just has to be available and you got to get the guy. So there is that. Salute to John Smith. $5 Super Chat says, supporting the great KFTV. Fans are in Grimes' head. He's playing in fear. Clyde says it all the time. You must play with confidence. Hit those likes up. I think he's right. That's a good point. Andrew N., $20 Super Chat. Oh, I got Andrew N. Appreciate Andrew. Okay, I think I got everybody now. St. Nick's NYC, we need a Knicks mixtape with these artists. A hip-hop 50 collab. Knicks tape. Okay. All right. Remember that these shows are available in audio podcast format, man. No reason to miss it. You can catch us on all major podcast platforms. Remember to check out the Game of the Week preview, Knicks versus Raptors. What do you guys think, man? Knicks going up to T-Dot on Friday. Take on a tough, gritty Toronto Raptor team. Remember to check out our sponsors, man. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit for 20% off plus free shipping. That's our guys at Manscaped and underdogfantasy.com, or you can use the link in the video description for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right, Al, great show, man. Check in with you tomorrow. Great job on the Game of the Week preview. I'll see you on the game on the NBA report, man. 3 o'clock Friday. We out of here. Peace. All right. Good stuff, bro.
Good stuff, man. Great stuff.
All right. I'll check in the morning about NBA report topics. I'm trying to. Barlow can't make it. I was trying to see what's up with Corey to do the rookie report.
Okay.
So we'll see if we can get that. See if we can get that going.
Is there anyone from the Bucks I sent you for Monday that
see.
You want me?
I mean, whoever you recommend. I don't really know those guys personally.
Okay. I don't know any of them either. So like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna check their pods tomorrow and see who I like, and then I'll go from there.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the guys from Locked On because they got the most followers,
yeah.
And then I'll see how that works.
All right.
Yeah. But cool. Then other than that, do we need a guest for Monday? We want to talk about any team?
I'm going to see if Q can come on for Magic, Q Rich. See if we can get Q Rich and Magic. So let me check in with him and see about that.
Okay. If you get a quick response, let me know. I can see if Sam wants to come on Monday.
Sam.
He talks Warriors.
Okay, yeah, check with Sam. Well, no. I mean, we don't want to double book. So let me check with you first.
Yeah.
And then we can check with Sam.
Yep.
All right.
All right, bro.
All right. See you, bro.
I'll catch you tomorrow, man.
Okay, cool.
Peace.